The 14th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the departure of St. Martinus, the Bishop of Thrace. On this day, the great St. Martinus, Bishop of Thrace in Greece, departed. This saint was an ascetic worshiper who resisted the followers of Arius for a long time, and therefore the followers wanted to kill him. But he went to live in a cave nearby the shore of the Mediterranean Sea. When the reputation of his virtue spread throughout the land, he was chosen to be the bishop of Thrace. He lived an apostolic life, and God had honored him by performing many signs through him. One day he was passing through an area when he saw a person stopping a funeral of a deceased person and preventing his family from burying their deceased loved one. This man was claiming that the deceased owed him a large sum of money, but the saint entreated the man to let the funeral procession to go on and bury the deceased, but the man refused. Saint Martinus prayed and asked God to make the truth known. The dead man rose immediately and rebuked the man who falsely accused him, exposing his lies before those who were present. Subsequently, the unjust man died, and the man who was raised went back to his home and family and lived many years. After St. Martinus had finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, an officer from the Roman army, whose name was Pharos, and six ascetic fathers in Mount Thebes were martyred. This officer, Pharos, was a senior officer in the army of Emperor Diocletian in the beginning of the 4th century. The persecution during that time had escalated against the Christians everywhere, and especially in Egypt. Calician, the governor, was violently attacking and persecuting the Christians without mercy. He sent his soldiers and seized six of the ascetic hermits from Mount Thebes and imprisoned them. Roman officer Pharos went to them at night and untied and released them, saying, "Ask the Lord on my behalf, O my fathers, that he might grant me a share with you in martyrdom, for I am a senior officer, but I fear to confess the Lord Christ because of the severity of the tortures. So pray for me." The soldiers recaptured the six hermits and brought them before the governor. He tried to force them to raise incense for the idols, but they refused. Suddenly, the officer, Pharos, rushed in, confessing the Lord Christ and defending the hermits. The governor pretended to try to befriend Pharos, but when he failed to convince Pharos to convert, he ordered that Pharos be tortured severely, and thus Pharos received the crown of martyrdom. As for the six hermits, after they were tortured extensively, the governor ordered to behead them, and thus they also received the crowns of martyrdom. Then he ordered his men to throw their bodies outside the city to be eaten by the wild animals, but they did not come near the bodies. The Christians came and carried the bodies to the church and prayed over them and buried the bodies with great veneration. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.